And Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making international headlines. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. Donald Trump has been very busy over the last 24 hours creating four or five pretty big news stories which are dominating the headlines around the world. Yesterday, he travelled to West Virginia to make a highly politicised speech to the Boy Scout Jamboree, an audience of about 35,000 Boy Scouts between the ages of 12 to 18.
Just a question. Did President Obama ever come to a jamboree? Wisconsin came in. Michigan came in. And we worked hard there. You know, my opponent didn't work hard there because she was told the polls, that's also fake news. They're fake polls. What we did, in all fairness, is an unbelievable tribute to you and all of the other millions and millions of people that came out and voted for Make America Great Again.
He has returned to Washington now, where he's secured a step forward in the Senate towards repealing Obamacare and appears to be working on some sort of a decision about sanctions on the Lebanese group Hezbollah.
Congress introduced additional sanctions against Hezbollah last week. What is your position towards these sanctions and on the role of Hezbollah is playing in the region and Syria?
I'll be making my position very clear over the next 24 hours. We're going to see what is exactly taking place. I have meetings with some of my very expert military representatives and others, so I'll be making that decision very shortly. Okay?
Thank you. His role in Syria and the region.
Whose role?
Hezbollah's role.
I'll be talking about that tomorrow.
Donald Trump in a joint press conference with the Prime Minister of Lebanon overnight. But at the moment, he seems to be mainly consumed with attacking his own Attorney General, Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions was Donald Trump's earliest endorser in the US Senate. And last year, the two were very fond of each other.
Senator Jeff Sessions is a tremendous man.
Nobody better than Jeff.
Donald Trump, in his personal relations, he is unfailingly courteous and generous.
Senator Sessions, he's fantastic.
He is a warrior and a winner.
Jeff Sessions is such an amazing man.
But over the last week, Donald Trump has been repeatedly attacking Jeff Sessions in interviews with the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. He's also sent a half dozen tweets or so about the Attorney General in the last week, calling him beleaguered, calling him weak on some issues. He's particularly upset about Jeff Sessions' decision to recuse himself from the Russia investigation, saying that he would have preferred that Jeff Sessions told him he was going to do that before he made him Attorney General, and then he would have picked somebody else. Jeff Sessions' former colleagues in the Senate aren't happy. His Democratic Senate leader, Chuck Schumer, overnight.
President Trump has gone out of his way to undermine his own Attorney General, his first supporter, what has been reported to be his best friend in the Senate. We should all take a moment to think of how shocking these comments are on a human basis. This is the first person who stuck his neck out for Donald Trump. It's clear that President Trump's trying to bully his own Attorney General out of office.
Schumer's theory, and it's a theory shared by many commentators, is that Donald Trump wants to be able to fire the special counsel Robert Mueller, who is in charge of the Russia probe. But for complex reasons, Jeff Sessions' recusal makes that difficult.
Many Americans must be wondering if the president is trying to pry open the office of Attorney General to appoint someone during the August recess who will fire Special Counsel Mueller.
Republican Senator Chuck Grassley expressed solidarity with the Attorney General overnight on Fox Business.
I hope the Attorney General doesn't resign. I hope he's not fired. If you look at so much of what the President of the United States wants to accomplish on his agenda, Sessions is central to that.
Those comments from Schumer and Grassley were overnight. This morning, as I say, Donald Trump held a joint press conference with the Prime Minister of Lebanon, Saad Hariri, and was asked about this issue of his Attorney General, Jeff Sessions.
I want the Attorney General to be much tougher on the leaks from intelligence agencies, which are leaking like rarely have they ever leaked before at a very important level. I told you before, I'm very disappointed with the Attorney General, but we will see what happens. Time will tell. Time will tell.
Time will tell, Fran. And if he does fire the Attorney General, I think you can expect news to start rolling out very, very quickly on this issue. It's going to be a massive scandal if he does.
I think so. We'll hear from you the moment it does. Matt, thanks very much.
Cheers, friend.
Matt Bevin.